We'll start again from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah towards the bottom, 10 lines from the bottom. Mechatkin etzad luin lefnei abehema. Reb Shimon Shita is, you're allowed to cut luin, cucumbers and gourds that are already pre-cut before Shabbos. They're not connected to the ground, but you're just cutting them into smaller pieces. You're making muchon lebehema, even though at the onset of Shabbos it was muchon le'odom, but according to Reb Shimon, muchon la'adam, have a muchon la'behema. So he doesn't hold of that muktzah, that if something is muchon la'adam, like Reb Yehuda says, it's not muchon la'behema. No, it's goy la'behema also, even though at the onset of Shabbos, it wasn't meant for behemas. That doesn't make it muktzah. Mechatkin said, lunifnei abehema. Vesa nevela, likewise nevela that became a nevela on Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos, it wasn't yet goy la'klovim. You're allowed to now it on Shabbos, give it to klovim, because it was muchon la'adam. The nevela was muchon la'adam also. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says no. He argues, "Im lahoys a nevela me'erev Shabbos. If it wasn't a nevela at the onset by Ben Hashmoshes, so it was never roy leklovim, wasn't muchan leklovim. So then asur lefish enim in amuchan. That's not called men amuchan." Now Reb Shimon agrees when you dachy beyadayim, when something you totally, like we said, goygas etzimukim, you put on your rooftop. We had earlier that if you put them on your rooftop to dry, then you totally mekatz yourself. Then of course it's not muchan either. But this type of muchan la'odom, he considers that it's not called muktzah for behema. Zog to Gemara Itmar. Aral shacha simen. Oma ula, that's the ayin of orel. Halochi kabira, halochi zakabira, that muchan la'odom, lo yave muchan la'behema. And that's why, that if it wasn't the veilim of Shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to the animal now. Ushmuel omar, halochi kabshimen, halochi yes like kabshimen. Vav rav, that the halochi kabshimen, muchan la'odom, and muchan la'behema. Vav rav, so halochi kab Yehuda, that Muchal Adam is not Muchal Behema. Why? Kach de Zuzi, Rashi explains, they had machzolos, types of mats that they placed on top of Prakmatya on the ships. So that was meant for Prakmatya. So it's something that can't suddenly be used now as a mat for something else on Shabbos. It's but now according to Shimon, it's called Dachi Biadayim, because the mice, it has other functions too. It's Muchal Beda. But according to Yehuda, he holds, we see clearly ravels like Yehuda from Kach de Zuzi. The Rav Osar, Rav Asad Kach de Zuzi. Ushmuel Shori Shmuel says it's Kach de Zuzi Amuta. It's called, it remains Muchan for other purposes too. Vaf Levi Sov Aloch Kab Yehuda of Levi also holds Aloch Zagab Yehuda. Why? Because the Levi Kavim Maisi Treif Tele Kameh, when he brought a treif in front of Levi, B'yoy Metavan Yontav Lav, Chozi Lo, he wouldn't even look at it. Unless, Ela Kiyosef Akilkla, Akilkata, unless there's a garbage next to him that he can drop it. Because after all, if the lung that they bring him, or the question on the chicken is a treifa, so it's not suddenly edible for klovim, because muchal adam lava muchal klovim. It wasn't ready for klovim before it became a treifa. Like kelef tashtich noisa only starts after it's a treifa. It was a suffolk treifa, so he wouldn't touch it until there was a garbage. He can dump it. So we see clearly holds like a Yehuda, because the omad dilma lo miskashkem afilu klovim lechazia. Maybe it won't be kosher, it's not going to klovim. According to Reb Shimon, there's no problem. If it's a treifa, give it to a dog. Go give it to a dog. Nothing wrong with it. So we see Hakoponim that he held like a Yehuda. Ushmuel amaloch kreb Shimon, and Shmuel holds like a Shimon. Tosis bavarns, why do you have to say twice Shmuel holds like a loch kreb Shimon? So Tosis, every case is different. Because we know Reb Shimon agrees a certain muktzahs that there's a problem, muktzah machmas, machmas sarin kis, or katsubi adayim. So we have to say in each one differently. The kach de zuzi and eiz lechelbo, each one, some muktzahs are more kal than others, and that's why he's speaking it out individually by each case. Vav ziri sova aloch kreb Shimon. The Tanan, why do you know Ziga holds like a Shimon? The Tanan, behemish shemesa. If an animal dies, lo yazi zeno mim koimo. This is what we got up to yesterday. That it says in the Mishnah, if an animal that died, you can't move it. It's muktzah. V'tilgum is ziri, behemas kotchim. This is talking about behemas kotchim. Now, because behemas kotchim, you can't be nana, because kotchim, you can't do anything with it. It can be brought. It can be brought as a carbon. Zok the Ash in the bottom. It can't be fed to the dogs. Here, even Reb Shimon agrees, behemas kochim, that was Macy, he can't move. However, you can be medayik, ava b'chulin, shapidomi. Masha'en kein chulin is muchal la'odim, was meant for human consumption, human use, and now it's muchal la'klovim. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. So we see clearly that he also holds like Reb Shimon. Ziri holds like Reb Shimon, because Ziri says by behemoth kochim it's loyazi zeno, but behemoth chulin you could be mazes. Why? Because muchal adam and muchal behemoth, and it's goyel klovim. Quote the beauty that goyel klovim in the middle of Shabbos. Va'af Reb Yechonon omar loch Reb Shimon, loch Reb Shimon that muchal adam and muchal klovim. Frag the Gemara, Reb Yechonon holds like Reb Shimon. We know Reb Yechonon holds like Stam Mishnah. Umi Reb Yechonon achi va'om Reb Yechonon loch Stam Mishnah, and we'll find a Stam Mishnah that says clearly not like Reb Shimon. V'tnan daf kuf nun zayin omer aleph on the top. It's that mission that says ein mevakin eitzim in a koyros. One is not allowed to chop wood from koyros, meaning those are beams that are meant for a binyan. So those are mukta. So since they were set aside for something that's mukta, you can't suddenly now chop wood from these koyros in order to use them now for firewood on yontif on chanefesh mutter. You can't suddenly use them for firewood; they're meant for binyan. And not just he can be mevakeya from koyres, v'loy min ha-koyres shenish b'gobi yontif. Or likewise from a beam, not one that's meant for building blocks, an existing beam that's in a home that broke on yontif. Why? Because it's also, because bein ha-shmoshes, it wasn't meant for this. Because it was part of your beam that was in your home. So it's nish b'gobi yontif, it's bein ha-shmoshes, it's not mukhan. So we see clearly like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda. So how does Rabbi Yechonon say, Halach Rabbi Shimon, this is a Stam Mishnah? Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Yechonon, Hahuk Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Masilo. Rabbi Yechonon learned this Mishnah. Ein Mavakin Eitz Min HaKoyros, not as a Stam Mishnah, but as a Memra said by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not a Stam Mishnah. So mainly, it doesn't automatically hold like it. Rabbi Yechonon holds Halach like Stam Mishnah, but not when it's not a Stam Mishnah. Taki wouldn't hold like this, because he holds like Rabbi Shimon. Zog d'mor toshma, another raya. Maschil in ba'rei mas ha'teven. A person is allowed to be maschil, meaning for to be masik, to burn. In a'rei mas ha'teven, a heap of hay. Now, the Gemara right now holds that this teven is tivnesaya. It's spoiled teven, which is not meant for animal fodder, but rather it's meant stoma la'hasoka. So it's stoma la'hasoka. So that's why it's mutter to be maschil with it, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it's meant for hasoka. However, avaloi be'etzim shebe mukta. However, when you have wood that was placed in mukta means it was placed in storage. It was placed that you makatze it for keep it for the winter in order to use this wood for my fireplace. Over here, you cannot use it now for hasaka on yontif in the middle of the summer. It's mukta. This rechover achori abatim is a place where you store it. So we see clearly that this. Here it says clearly that maschilin, you're only allowed to start by remes ha-teven, because a remes ha-seven is stomal ha-soka. That coincides with Rabbi Yehuda, but not by eitzim shebe mukta. So we see clearly, like Rabbi Yehuda, that eitzim shebe mukta is also. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Weiss, eitzim shebe mukta are not going to be mukta that it's even he agrees to. It's not like gregers with tzimukin that you placed on your roof. Answer the Gemara, no. Over here, even Reb Shimon would agree that Eitzim Sheba Mukta is Osa, and it's not because Reb Yehuda, that's why it's Osa. Hosom Ba'arzi Va'ashuchi, the Mukta Mach Machson Kiss, I feel like Reb Shimon Moida. We're talking about a type of wood that is meant for building. Expensive wood that's meant for building. That is a Vekeshtelt. This Erez is meant, the cedar is specifically for building. A special table, cedar table. Whatever you want to build with it. So over here, even if Shimon agrees, it's mukta la'asoka. So ein chanami, this is not Rabbi Yehuda, this could be Reb Shimon. Now, once you're saying that this is Reb Shimon, so then, aremes ha-teven, the reason why it's mutta is because you don't have to come on to aremes ha-teven at stoma la'asoka. You can say, mukhan la'odom, have a mukhan la'behema, or mukhan la'odom, have a mukhan la'asoka for other things. You don't have to say that it's Stoma Agamis Ateven once you're saying it's Reb Shimon. Before we held it, it's Reb Yehuda, so we said it's specifically meant for firewood. Reb Shimon doesn't need specifically for firewood. It could be Agamis Ateven, could be Stam, and you're allowed to use it for firewood too. Mucham for whatever purpose, it's also Mucham for this purpose. But because now we're saying that Eitzim Sheva Mukta is Azid, the Shuchi, which a Mukta Machsan Kiss, where Reb Shimon agrees, so then this Stoma is Taka Reb Shimon. Zog Dimor Toshma, Ein Mashkin Veshochten Esmit Borioys. The reason why a person is mashka animals is, Rashi explains, because of the sircha, the adhesions that are stuck by the lung when you the animal drinks before you shecht it, it's easier for it to be skinned. It's easier for different sirchas to be skinned, the animal, for the long, or different reasons why you drink, you give it to drink. So but midbogiyos are animals that are totally, what's it called? Zogt Rashi, sheroyes be'efa tomid v'lonoyes b'teich atchum. So these animals are out of sight. They're not animals that you're thinking of to shecht on Yontif. So you can't now suddenly on Yontif be mashke them and shecht them because they were out of sight. So they were not meant to be used. So let's tom and not. So that's like a Yehuda. Aber mashke v'shecht za baisois. However, baisois are the ones that are around you. They're not the ones that are goyas far away. Those you had in mind, so those you allowed to be mashke and shechet. So we see clearly is a stam mishnah like a Yehuda, because it says clearly ain mashke and shechet and bogeis, because stomach they're not meant for shechita. So we see like a Yehuda. Now Tosfos on the top says have a motzel emar the hanik goes with tzimukin damien. But what you could have been matcha and say that this is not stomach like a Yehuda. This Shimon agrees to. It's like out of sight, like grugs with tzimukin. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara rather says, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. Over here, he holds like Stam Mishnah, and this Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. How can you say he holds like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yochanan, Stoma Achina Ashkach. He found another Stam Mishnah, and this other Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon, and that's why he passes like Rabbi Shimon. What's the other Stam Mishnah? Beshamay Oimrim, Magbin Malashulchan, Atzomas Veklipin. See, the last Omid Blat in Beya, in Shabbos, is a Sikum of many, many blatter in the Masechta about Mukta. Zog the Gemara, what's his next Omer? State, Magbiin me'al ha'shulchan atzomos v'klipin. If someone has bones and shells and pits, what are you going to do with them? On Shabbos, they're Mukta. You can't use them for anything. But state, Beshameh says, you magbiya them. You know why you magbiya them? Because you can feed them to animals. Animals can eat the shells. Animals will definitely use it. So Beshame says, it's not mukta, you'll all be magbiya mala shulchan at somas v'klipin. Ubeis hiloimrin, misalak is a tablo kulo menaro. You can only shake it off kalacha yad. You can't take it. Now, we know the halach is like besilol. V'omer am nachman, onu ein lonu. Now, if the halach is like besilol, that means this stam mishnah is, al kaponim, this besilol is saying clearly that mukta is like a Yehuda. You can't move it. According to Beis Shammai, you can take it directly. Why? Because you can give it to the dogs. Mucha lo adamah, mucha le beima. It doesn't make a difference. It's mucha now for beima. It doesn't have to be mucha for beima before. Rabbi Sil says clearly, like Rabbi Yehuda. V'omer Rabbi Nachman, you have to switch it around. Onu ein lono ele Beis Shammai k'Rabbi Yehuda. You have to switch the order. We know Beis Shammai is not the halacha, so Beis Shammai is like Rabbi Yehuda. Ubeis Sil k'Rabbi Shimon. So Memela, this is the stoma achrina that he found. There's a stoma achrina, meaning akoponim, a halacha that says clearly that the Yehuda beis hillel k'rab shimon, beis hillel k'rab shimon. After we mahapak, we switch around the order. Beis hillel is the one that says makbiin malashulchan atzomos v'klipin. That means clearly beis hillel is of the opinion of Reb Shimon. So that's Reb Yochanan pasuk like Reb Shimon. This is not a stam, correct? But the Gemara calls it stoma achrina. I suppose the Gemara calls it stoma achrina as a Rashi. You bring my warning. What Rashi is asking? Beis Hillel choshev kestoma. It's not a stam. It's not anonymous. But Beis Hillel, which the halacha is another way of saying stam mishnah, because the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and when mahapach Beis Hillel like a pshimin. So Rabbi Yochanan says halacha is like a pshimin. Beis Hillel is like a stoma. Zog the Gemara. Pligibo Ravacha v'Ravina. There's a machlokes Ravacha and Ravina. Chad omar b'chol ha-shabes kula aloch k'rab shimen leval mi mukta machmas miyus. One man omar holds that in all hilcha shabes, l'chol ha-shabes, the aloch is like Reb Shimon. We know Reb Shimon is the gabe mukta. There's a Reb Shimon the gabe dova shen miskaven too. Does kol ha-shabes means all hilchas mukta? Or does kol ha-shabes mean any halach in Shabbos, Dovash and Miskaven, Psikresha, all these we pass like Reb Shimon. But by Muktzimach Masmius, we don't. By Muktzimach Masmius, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Umayniu, what's the case of Muktzimach Masmius? Zog the Gemara, Ner Yoshon, And there, Yoshan, if you have a candle that was once upon a time lit, and now it's kova, now it got extinguished. So this is Muktzeh Machmas Miyus. The candle is all dirty and mos. So this Muktzeh, we don't hold like a Pshimah that it's Mutter, but rather that it's Osa. And it's mutter to be moved. Except for muktzeh machmas iser. Muktzeh machmas iser, then the halacha is not like Reb Shimon. Umay niu, what is machmas iser? Ner shid liku by bois a Shabbos. Meaning, on that Shabbos itself, it was lit. So then, it's muktzeh to be moved, and halacha is not like Reb Shimon. But if it's chisor and kiss, it's a muktzah. It's very expensive. You're worried that it's going to get ruined. You're worried about the monetary value. I feel Reb Shimon Moida that it's also to be moved. Like we said, certain muktzah Reb Shimon agrees. The Tanan, kol hakelim ani tolim b'Shabbos, all kelim you can move on Shabbos. Even melachtan le'issa, Reb Shimon holds, you can be moved. Because Reb Shimon holds kol hakelim. Except for chutz b'meser ha'gadol v'yoseit shel machesho. Except for this large kli, which is meant for umnin, that they use to chop wood to cut eitzim. It's muktzeh machmas miyus. It's very expensive, this type of plow. It shouldn't break the blades. So this is like something that is like, Rashi says, it's like a big sword with blades, with sharp edges, with sharp pointers. So that is very expensive. So over there, or for a plow, yatecha machresha. So these are muktzeh machmas miyus. Even Reb Shimon agrees that they are muktzah. Tosfos says muktzah machmas iser is kagon iser the dachi biyadayim like ner shedlika b'yisa Shabbos. I'm behedyim matcha biyadayim. This is out of sight. Zok the Mishnah mefira nidorim b'Shabbos. One a husband is allowed to be mefer nidrei ishtoi on Shabbos. Vinish olin in the dogin, you'll have to go to a chacham to be shoyl on a neder. What kind of nedarim? Shein letzorech a Shabbos. You can medayik in the Mishnah that when it comes to hafora, you'll have to do it even if it's not tzorech Shabbos. And the reason is the Gemara is going to say because a husband only has me'es le'es, b'yoyim shomo he has time to be made for the neder, only that day. So mele, it's always tzorech Shabbos because if you don't do it today, it's you can't be made for anymore. So mashen ke by she'elech to a chacham, unless it's tzorech Shabbos, you can wait. What's the reason? The Rishonim explained, the Ran says, because on Shabbos, it's a tircha shloi letzorech. What are you doing? What are you doing? Something that's unnecessary. You can wait for after Shabbos. That's tircha shloi letzorech. Others say because in Yodea, it's brought down in Reish Chav Ches because it's mimtzeh cheftzecha v'dabed over. It's not mimtzeh cheftzecha if it's not tzorech Shabbos. So number one, we have in the Mishnah, mafir in the dogim b'Shabbos v'nishol in the dogim that are letzorech Shabbos by Chochem. Zok Rashi, for instance, Nedesh Lelech Layoim. I'm not going to eat today. Well, you have to eat on Shabbos. So maybe you can be matted by a chochem. Upoikin as ham oil. A person is allowed to be poikek. The we had over there pkaka chaloin. You're allowed to be poikek and stuff up the window with this shade. We set conditions. If it has to be connected, so otherwise it looks like you're being boina. It's part of the binyan beforehand already. It's hanging. But a kaponim poikin as ham oil. Umoidin as a matlis. You'll have to be moided the matlis. Umoidin as a mikveh. This is all types of measurements that you do. You want to measure the mikveh, the depth of the mikveh, to see the depth and the width, to see the kashas of mikveh. And also the matlis to measure, to see if it's sholosh al sholosh at boys, in order to know if it has a shear to mekabel tuma. Umayse me oviv sherab tzodik me abishol ben botnis. Shepokasim or betafiach. They were poiking the ma'ar, the window, with a tafiach, with a pach of cheres. So, you're allowed to be poiking the ma'ar. V'koshrus ha'mekida begemi. And they were kosher, not a kesh l'chayoma, a mekida, which the kli cheres begemi. What's the purpose? They did this. Leidam yesh begigas pasech tefach. They wanted to see if the opening, the size, is a pasech tefach in lav. Because if it's a pesach tefach, then it's a gabe nafkamin, a gabe tumentara. Umidivreim lamadu. From here we can deduce from this maisa, shepoikin umoidin v'koishrin b'shabes. Kaka chaloin, you're allowed to be moided this type of medida shal mitzvah, and you're allowed to be kosher, a kesher that's not shal kayoma, even l'chatchila on Shabbos. Zog di gemara. This afora that we said, mefirin adorim b'shabbos, ba'le ishtoi, or av lebitoi, also negay when he's mefer. So is this din bein letzorich, bein shaloi letzorich? Meaning, when we say afora is mutter, is afora bein letzorich, bein shaloi letzorich? Meaning, even if it's not tzorich Shabbos, because by afora, like we said, it's yom shomoi. And if you're not going to do this today, you're not going to be able to mefer anymore. V'she'ela letzorich in shelo letzorich loy, but by she'ela it only is the tzorich Shabbos and shelo letzorich Shabbos not, because you can wait for tomorrow, and that's where we separated two cases. The Mishnah says mefirin and then separates the case of she'ela, because she'ela is dafka letzorich, and mefirin is even shelo letzorich. U'mishemachi kamaf kafleginu mehadoni. That's where they separated in the Mishnah. Oydil mahafor nami letzorich. Hafor is also only mutal letzorich. Shaloi letzorich loy. Only afor letzorich in shaloi letzorich loy. So why is it separated in two cases? Vodakom polik lema dodi. Mumshna hafor ein tzorich bezdin. The difference is you don't need a chacham. Hafor is the baal, the av. Doesn't have to be a chacham. He has a koich to be made for. And that's why it's a separate case. Vishayla tzorich bezdin. Shayla, you have to go to a chacham. Zogma, I'll bring you the following raya toshma. The toni zutet ve rapopi. Befirin the dong of Shabbos. You'll have to be made from the dogma on Shabbos. Letzorich haShabbos. It says black and white. Only the Tzorich Shabbos at Mutter. Letzorich Shabbos in. Shalom Letzorich Shabbos loy. So we see clearly that it's only Letzorich Shabbos too. And the reason why it's separate, because you don't need a Chacham. Lishna Achina. Another Lishna. It's a question. Ibayalu. Letzorich HaTavayu Katoni. When it says Letzorich HaShabbos, is that going back on both cases in the Mishnah? Sayon She'el and Sayon Afora. V'shaloi Letzorich Loi. And Uadin Afora is only Mutter Letzorich Shabbos. Alma Afora Zedorim Me'es Le'es. So you can deduce that Afora Zedorim is Me'es Le'es. That means you still can do it after Shabbos too. If it's not Me'es Le'es, if Yom Shomoi is Dafka Yom Shomoi, so as soon as Shabbos is over, Shabbos and Nachti can't be made for anymore on Motzei Shabbos. But if it's Me'es Le'es, if let's say the Neder took place at 2 p.m. on Shabbos, you have to 2 p.m. on Sunday. So mainly Me'es Le'es, so mainly there's no Rosh, you can do it tomorrow too. And it's Taka, only Letzorich is Mutter. But Shalom Letzorich, you can do it Motzei Shabbos too, Sunday too, till the time. But if you hold that it's Yom Shomei Dafka, then why would it be only Letzorich? It's always Letzorich, because it can't be done after Shabbos. I don't know. Kikaton letzorich hashelu. It's going on shelu only. The katoni. Aval afor zedorim afilu shlo letzorich. Even if it's not letzorich Shabbos, the neder wasn't about. I'm not going to eat today. Al mafor zedorim kol hayom. Afor zedorim is only that day. If it's only that day, so memela you have to do it.
What's the difference between
afor
zedorim and shelu?
Afor zedorim is the baal,
right.
And shelu is a chacham.
What's
the money
in the chacham sometimes?
Or baal only can do it by bitoy. A baal can only be by a husband, and a baav can only be by bitoy,
right,
until she's married. So that's difference number one. Also, one is poischin. What kind of hatori you do? Is it ayidei charota alone? Different. I found that you. If she's a single girl, and she's above a bageres, she's not a nairo, then a father can't do it either. If she's a murasa, you need the husband and the father. Only when she's in the suit, it's only the husband.
Shayla's three people.
Yes, correct. Shayla is a Shayla's Chochem is a Bezdin, dafka three people. In addition, Chochem is Oikanedin Lamafreya. The Balad is only Mikanon Lahabo, from henceforth word. Shayla's Chochem is Lamafreya, it's Oikanedin. Balakoponim, the Gemara wants to bring a raya, the Nafkaminev, Afor is Me'ez Le'ez. Or it's kol hayoyim would be enough kamina if it's called if it's mutter letzorich or shalom letzorich. Zogma toshma de toni gav zuti de vei gav popi mefirin adorim b'shabbos letzorich haShabbos. We see clearly it says letzorich Shabbos in shalom letzorich Shabbos loy al mafos adorim me'es le'es. So we see clearly afos adorim is me'es le'es because it can only be letzorich. So we see you have time to laugh to Shabbos too. Zog de gemara. Meaning it's not just Me'es Le'es. It's only Kol Hayom. It's only Yom Shomoi. V'yesh b'dov l'hokul l'hachmir. Kol Hayom is l'hokul l'hachmir. Ketzad. Not Rolei l'Shabbos. If she was made not neder on Friday night, Me'efi Rolei l'Shabbos v'yom Shabbos. You have the whole day too. Ad she'techshach. Not Rolei l'Shabbos. If she made a neder right before chashecha. So meaning, let's say Shabbos afternoon, right before Shkia, may for actually techshach. You only have Yom Shomer. It's only a few minutes. Shimla hefer mishachashecha and yechla hofer. So it's amol tzikula, amol tzichumer. It really depends. Meaning, sometimes you have a lot of time, sometimes you have a little time. So we see akoponim that it's not me'ais le'ais. How do you say afonz do me'ais le'ais? And that's why you only letzor Shabbos is mutter. We see clearly it's kol ayoyim v'yesh bedover la'okla achmir, and sometimes you only have 10 minutes to be made for. Depends when the neder took place. And for the Gemara, tanoi, it's indeed a machlokes tanoim. The tanya afonz do im kol ayoyim. That's one tana. Reb Yosef, Reb Yudah, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Oymrim, me'ais le'ais. So it's a clear machlokes tanoim. If it's me'ais le'ais, or it's kol ayoyim. All right, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will finish from the two dots till the end of the Masechta.